Everybody has dreams, bright, shimmering paths that change color depending on the day. Some children know exactly what they're getting into, and some simply follow the glow. Strat Hopper was one of the former, a boy who loved music in every form that it came in. Soft jazz on rainy afternoons, rhythm and blues when he felt brave, lounge melodies when his mother practiced, and neon bright rock and roll when his enthusiasm hit its highest gear. His dream was always the same, to make music that meant something, but the vision shifted in a revolving cycle based on his moods. One day he imagined himself at the piano like a soulful legend, next with a guitar blazing in electric pink, and sometimes, when he felt particularly mysterious, he pictured himself coaxing ghostly tones from a theremin in the basement. Strat's imagination never stayed in one place for long, but his heart always stayed with music. And on days when his imagination ran ahead of him, 5 days out of seven, Strat's mind filled with a rotating gallery of musical fantasies. His dream took on many styles and color filters, filling his mind with vivid fantasies that streamed from his antenna like neon mood threads. From Hopper Hills to the Never Tribes Mesa, no one ever guessed wrong about Strat's imagination. His antenna broadcast his dreams in full color. Humans, avians, reptilians, and mammalian never beings had a daily weather report reflecting what stage he stood on that day. Then one day, after he turned 9, a new addition to the Hopper family roster was born. His mother, Soprana Churro Hopper, had laid the egg that would hatch into her second child.